This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Sean Tunis joins us in the studio from the news desk as we take a look at this story, Sean. Expats in Mumbai are the world's highest paid, according to HSBC's Expat Explorer survey. Now, Kuala Lumpur is ranked 21st in the list. What are the details here?
The part that might interest a lot of Malaysians is we are just one spot behind Singapore.
Okay.
Because clearly Malaysians are not complaining about us being behind in this particular list.
Yeah.
In fact, they might be slightly disappointed that Singapore is paying just a little more than us, because clearly Singapore has been a very accessible option for Malaysians to earn abroad. And KL pays $118,000 per year. Singapore pays only $400 less. And at number one, Indian city Mumbai is paying about $217,000 per year, which is more than twice the global average of $100,000.
Wow. And Mumbai was just one of the Asian cities in this year's top 10. Does this suggest that Asia is actually a lucrative region for expats?
I believe it is. The other Asian cities listed in top 10 are Shanghai in 4th place, Jakarta 8th place, Hong Kong 9th place. It's great to see them alongside traditionally high-paying cities like in Europe and in the US, like San Francisco and Geneva. But KL is not doing too bad, even at 21, I guess. Cities like London, Berlin, Seoul, Barcelona are all ranked below Kuala Lumpur. And of all the surveyed cities, Edinburgh in Scotland has the lowest expat earnings with $56,000. Dollars per year, which is a lot of money for...
Well, Edinburgh, anyway. With the weather in Edinburgh, you would expect a little bit more, perhaps.
You expect some hazard pay, lah. But no, but you know, I guess the question now is how us regular folk end up getting some of that expert money, lah.
Now, Sean, moving on to stocks. Metro Healthcare made its debut on Bursa today. How did that go?
Metro Healthcare Berhad opened at 28 cents and rose about 39% this morning. The company raised gross proceeds of 4.62 million ringgit via private placement, mainly for business expansion as well as marketing and accreditation, among others. Their target is to become the leading women healthcare provider in Malaysia. Metro closed at 30 cents.
All right. Our thanks to Sean Tunis for that wrap-up. Stay tuned to the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.